It is Friday, November 16th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF is supported by Soul Yoga Lounge, located on Dixon Street in front of Clubhouse Fitness in Fayetteville. Hot yoga is available to the community each Friday afternoon at 5:45. All skill levels are welcome. SoulYogaLounge.com for more information.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Fayetteville will be one of many cities around the world hosting events designed to raise awareness about Syrians displaced by the continuing violence in that country. We'll talk to one of the organizers of Arkansas' Stand for the Children of Syria program, plus a new endowed chair for the University of Arkansas's Eleanor Mann School of Nursing, and a new Speaker of the House in Little Rock.
But first, state lawmakers are beginning their assessment of Governor Mike Beebe's proposed budget for the coming year. Arkansas Finance Director Richard Weiss presented the nearly $5 billion proposal to the Joint Budget Committee Thursday morning, telling reporters afterward,
"It's a very conservative budget. A 2% growth, a little over 2% growth, is under most scenarios, is a pretty conservative amount. So, I mean, again, it's a balanced budget, balanced to a very conservative forecast."
The proposal includes a cut in the state grocery tax from 1.5% to 0.125% if the state's budget obligations in several key areas decline over a six-month period. Republican Senator Jonathan Dismang of Beebe tells Talk Business they will take a close look at the details.
"Obviously, there's some executive recommendations that are out there that, you know, I don't believe the legislative body is going to agree with. We'll take a good look at the grocery tax and his proposal there and see if it's even feasible at this point. I'm not sure that it is. But again, I think we have a good starting point for the process today, and I'm sure the legislature will act in its full capacity to make its recommendations."
The budget proposal also allocates $140 million over 2 years in surplus spending to help close a Medicaid funding gap.
The Arkansas House has a new speaker going into its 2013 legislative session. Davy Carter, a Republican from Cabot, will fill that role. The vote comes after Representative Darren Williams, a Democrat from Little Rock, who had already been elected speaker designate, was not affirmed. After the recent election, Republicans are now the majority in the House. And after yesterday's vote, Carter spoke of bipartisanship as he laid out the main issues for the upcoming session.
"We have two issues. I mean, you know, and as I stand here today, everything else is probably, you know, just inherently going to be secondary. We're going to have, you know, the Medicaid issue, and we're going to have tax reform. And those are going to, at some point, you know, collide. And that will likely be the heart of the session."
Carter beat out Representative Terry Rice, a Republican from Waldron, for the speaker's position. Carter is seen by many observers as a more moderate Republican.
The time to begin turning shovels is drawing closer for a much-anticipated road project in Fayetteville. Chris Brown, Fayetteville city engineer, says only a few administrative hurdles remain before crews can begin construction of the 71B flyover, which will connect northbound College Avenue traffic to the Fulbright Expressway and to Mall Avenue and Shiloh Drive.
"It's really just a matter of going through that process and of approvals through the city council. We also have to get approval through the state highway department because we do have federal funding included on the project, and so they're responsible for making sure that federal funding is properly spent. So they're looking at it as well. But yeah, then it's really a matter of getting contracts signed and issuing the work order. So we expect that sometime in January we should be able to issue that work order and the contractor can go to work."
Although exact times and dates that lanes will be closed won't be known until the contractor finalizes its construction schedule. Brown says individual lanes are likely to be closed for several months at a time, and construction will close College Avenue entirely for short intervals when the steel beams for the bridge are being placed over the roadway. From the beginning, the $16.3 million project has been intended to alleviate traffic problems at the intersection of College Avenue and Joyce Boulevard.
"Right now, we have a lot of folks who are coming down College Avenue who want to make a left turn onto Joyce, go into the major shopping area, the mall area. Also, at the same time, those left turners, some of them, about 25% of those left turners, are actually making a U-turn to get onto the Fulbright Expressway. Then we have the traffic coming off of the Fulbright Expressway onto College Avenue. Many of them want to go right on Joyce. And so you have your classic weaving situation where you have cars on one side that want to go to the left and the cars on the other side want to go to the right. And it's very congested and there are lots of accidents right at that intersection.
The project is expected to be completed sometime in the middle of 2014.
The USDA on Tuesday announced $4.5 million in grants will go to 68 projects in 37 states and the District of Columbia to connect school cafeterias with local agricultural producers. The Fayetteville School District received a slice of that money. The school district was awarded more than $99,000 for its farm-to-school program. Fayetteville Public Schools Sustainability Coordinator Dana Smith says the money will be spent in the three areas of training, equipment, and education.
So training includes culinary training for our food service staff to better be able to prepare and use local products, as well as some training for our local farmers and producers. And the equipment includes kitchen equipment to, again, better handle whole local produce. And then education is primarily education for students, because we found that if they know where their food comes from and they get excited about it, they're more likely to try new foods and to eat more of these, especially fresh vegetables.
The program at Fayetteville Public Schools, which mirrors other programs across the country, has been around in some form since 2005.
Initially, it was cafeteria staff going down to the farmers market and buying stuff directly from farmers at the market, just occasionally when they could. All the way up until this past summer, we did a lot of local purchasing for our summer lunch program held at Owl Creek School. And that was really our first attempt at creating a model program and working with more producers and integrating more local food on the menu.
Smith says the school district is working to make its farm-to-school program sustainable even after the federal money is spent. She says the program wouldn't be successful without the help of community partners, including Feed Fayetteville, the University of Arkansas Horticulture Department, and the Fayetteville Farmers Market.
Fort Smith officials are working on the city's 2013 budget. One topic that has been subject to discussion during the budget hearings is city sidewalk improvements. City Communications Director Tracy Winchell says with turnback money coming to the city from the newly approved half-cent state highway tax, the city is looking at improving other modes of surface transportation besides just highways, adding that several residents have requested sidewalk improvements.
In some neighborhoods, we need new sidewalks everywhere. It hasn't been something until recently that we've asked builders to participate in when they build residential or commercial areas. We add sidewalks as we make street and drainage improvements and do overlays a lot of times, but this summer we've had a crew working downtown to repair some just really messed up sidewalks. And of course, downtown is a pedestrian area, but next, I think what we'll probably wind up concentrating on are neighborhood schools and things like that.
Winchell says considering the city's annual budget for sidewalks has been around $200,000 for at least a decade, any additional revenue for sidewalks is more than the city currently has for the project.
Clear tonight, lows will be in the lower to mid-30s. Tomorrow, clear, then partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid-60s. And tomorrow night, clear in the evening, then partly cloudy, lows in the mid to upper 30s.